Hello, I'm your host, Bradley Bien-Aimé.
And I'm your co-host, Howard Liu.
And welcome to the N1 Podcast.
And today we have a special guest, Maddie Abadzaid.
Yo, what up, cuz? Single, ready to mingle. I'm Maddie Abadzaid.
Alright, Maddie, so what have you been doing in your life lately?
Nothing much, just going to McDonald's and eating Big Macs, because I'm fat.
But are you sure that's a good way to start your day, every day?
Yeah, and like energizes me with like that fat that you need to get fat.
Okay, do you have any life experiences?
Getting fat.
I see you're chuckling over there, Howard. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Alright, so Maddie, tell us about your childhood.
You know, when I was a little kid, I was actually skinny. But now I want like to be that Jell-O man from that Just Dance thing. So I wanted to get fat, and I just kept eating Big Macs and Big Macs. So like now I'm really fat. Like I'm like you now.
Shaky, I see.
Alright, so Maddie, I heard you didn't do so well in school.
Well, I didn't tell you guys this when you guys asked about my childhood, but I was actually raised in the Middle East, the greatest country of all time, Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
You know, King Salman is my best friend. Yeah, so the king of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, we always played soccer because that's what you do in Saudi Arabia. You don't have anything else to do.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we didn't focus on our studies and we just played soccer. Also, the schools in Saudi Arabia and most of the Middle East are either all boys or all girls. So, yeah.
I see. That's interesting. So,
wait, are you saying that your grades weren't, you know, that good?
No, they weren't good. But I'm good at soccer. Because I'm Saudi Arabian.
Like, were your grades not good because you didn't like boys and you only like girls? Or are you saying your grades weren't good because you only played soccer?
Combination of both.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Okay.
So, you know, how's it been going, you know, so far with school, if you're still in school, you know?
I'm 40.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really, okay.
So Maddie, do you have any life experiences you'd like to share with us?
About Saudi Arabia or about just life in general?
I mean, anything really. Anything that's interesting.
Okay, so if you're a girl in Saudi Arabia, like, girls just got the right to drive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a really sexist country. So if you ever see a girl driving, she's probably not that good at it because she just started.
Oh.
So just don't go in the same lane as them. Accidents might happen.
Right, so I have a question. So did you spend all of your school career in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, until high school, and then I came here.
So
how many choices?
Yeah, how was high school in, here? Did you get, like, in trouble at all? Were you a good kid or a bad kid?
I was a genius, because I cheated.
Oh, I mean, I guess if you don't get caught, then it's not cheating, so they say. Well, back to you.
So, any other life stories, or?
Yeah. So, since we are in Saudi Arabia, like, my family and I,
yeah,
we got a lot of stuff,
yeah.
Like, there was a lot of stories we have.
Oh, okay.
That mainly involved bombs.
Oh, bombs, okay.
Yeah. So there was this one time, we were just walking around, and then we just hear the like, a huge boom, and we're like, oh, that's fine. We turn around, and it's like a huge smoke cloud. And then we're like, oh, okay, let's just see what happened. We run over there, and it turns out that there was a really famous soccer player, and his whole leg was gone because of the bomb.
That's...
And he was injured, and he was just bleeding out.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I asked for his autograph, but he was in too much pain to give it to me.
Oh, so, like, did you end him, or...?
He just bled out, but he wasn't my favorite soccer player anyway, so, like, he didn't deserve to live.
Alright, so things have changed. So since our guest is on break right now, we're just going to talk about the recent games that have happened in the NBA. So Bradley, what has happened so far?
You talk about the Raptors game?
Yeah, Raptors game. With Golden State, you know?
Alright, so, wait, alright. Golden State Raptors. Alright, so first off, I want to actually give props to Siakam, because he actually had a good game last night. 32 points, I believe. 8 rebounds, I think. And yeah, he actually kind of carried the Raptors. But, you know, for the Warriors, they did good as well. But, like, I just wanted to say something. No offense, but Drake has low-key been really annoying. Like, he's been... If it wasn't for Drake, Milwaukee Bucks probably would have, like, beat the Raptors.
So,
Philadelphia probably could have beat the Raptors. But
how do you think Drake changed?
Drake? So, Drake was talking a lot of, you know, trash to Draymond, Stephen Curry, and, like, the Warriors, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that really affected their game. Not only that, but Drake, like, just in case you guys didn't know, has a tattoo of Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Stephen Curry on his arms, but he's a Raptors fan. So, like, that doesn't really make sense. And yesterday...
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. And he came in the arena with a Del Curry jersey from Toronto Raptors. And I think that really got into Stephen Curry's head, you know? Because, like, that's crazy. Del Curry, like, that's kind of disrespectful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
His own dad. So, like, Drake... Like, I think that, like, no offense to Drake again, but, like, he needs to calm down, you know?
Okay.
So, what did you think of the game?
I mean, to be honest, for the most part, it was kind of one-sided. Usually, the Raptors were always in the lead. But I don't know how the rest of the games are going to go. I don't know. Golden State can pull back, win the rest. Maybe they're going easy on them, I don't know.
I've seen a lot of memes on the internet, you know, saying that, oh, I thought they could win without KD.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I think they need KD back because of, you know, Kawhi and Siakam. They're really causing problems for the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And KD was, like, one of their main scorers with Stephen Curry. And I think they're, like, a good duo with Draymond and the defensive end with Klay Thompson, too.
Okay, so what do you think about the defense?
The defense.
On Raptors' side, you know?
Well, man. To be honest, I think the Warriors could have been chucking up a bit of shots that they shouldn't have. They should have played a bit more smarter. But the Warriors' defense was good, I think. But I think they just couldn't, like, hold it down till the end. Since Sean Livingston got a block on Kawhi Leonard, that was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, did you see anything good from Kawhi yesterday?
I mean, he was performing a little... lackluster compared to his, like, reputation and everything. Everyone kind of says he carries the Raptors, but I mean he did pretty good, but, like, his reputation kind of calls for more, you know?
Yeah. So who do you think having Wade to win it all?
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, Raptors are up 1 and they're still, like, they can still play more games, you know? 1-4. I don't know. Golden State.
You think Golden State's gonna win?
I mean, like, they're kind of the ones that everyone kind of wants to win.
No, actually, everybody wants Toronto to win.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know why. I think it's because, you know, first time making a playoff finals.
I mean, like, Golden State gets quite a bit of hate in some regions, you know?
Yeah, but some people don't really realize the respect that Stephen Curry needs. Because, like, if you think about it, the Warriors got KD, but before KD, they really got all their players from drafts, like, drafted smart. They got Draymond at 39 overall pick. They got Klay Thompson at, I believe, 13th pick, and Stephen Curry at 7th pick.
Mm.
Like, as much as people don't want to admit it, the Warriors really, like, built this. Like, they built, like, a very good and stable team. Even though Kevin Durant decided to switch up and go to the Warriors, that's, like, that's KD, so that was his choice, but, like, still, the Warriors really built up something very nice.
So, I know you want the Golden State to win, but who do you think is going
to
win?
To be honest, if it keeps going on like this, it's probably going to be, like, if the Raptors keep on playing like this, because, like, Kawhi, he didn't have a bad game, but he had a, like, decent, indecent game. So, like, I believe the Warriors can still win. But if Siakam can play like this, like, every other night, then it could be Raptors in 7, but I still have Warriors in 6 or 5.
Okay, while we wait for our guest, Maddie, to return, we just want to say thank you to our sponsor, Nike, for making this podcast possible. Get your Nike gear and ball out. Just do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Maddie. Now, Maddie, can you give us some tips about life?
Okay, so in life, you should stay in school because that's the best way you could get a job. But if you want to be cool like me, you could drop out and go for the NBA. And then you can make a lot of money because you'll be a pro basketball player. But if you don't make it, you'll probably be homeless.
So since you're in the NBA now, do you have any sponsors yet?
Yeah, lots of sponsors.
Give us a few.
I'm partnered up with Nike. And that's my main one because, like, you know, I need to wear their shoes in the game.
Anymore?
Like, anymore, like,
Gatorade, yeah. There's a lot more, but those are the main ones because those are, like, while I'm playing, they see me drink the Gatorade or, like, with the Nike shoes. So, yeah.
So, Maddie, do you have any brand plans of your own?
Yeah. So, like, brand plans, you mean, like, future sponsors and stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, one thing would be to be sponsored by a very famous company that would pay me a lot. Because that's all sponsors really do. Pay you and publicity, I guess. So if it's a big company and, like, you get famous and you also get a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Do you think you'll ever make your own brand? Kind of like Jordan?
No. But I feel like if I get big enough, I could own part of a company. Just like how Steph Curry owns part of Under Armour.
Unfortunately, this is all the time we have. And thank you to Nike for sponsoring us. And thank you to our guest, Maddie Abidzade.
It's time for me to dab away.